Next, we have an interview from WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley.
Just give us a brief overview as to what is community choice aggregation?
Hi, yeah. Community choice aggregation basically transfers the power of acquiring energy from the state to the municipality so that municipalities can now aggregate the buying power of their residents and small businesses for energy supply. Right now an individual can do that, say, buy from Green Mountain or Clean Choice Energy or something like that. But what this enables municipalities to do is do that on behalf of so many constituents, so many residents, that they have real negotiating power like never before. So it's very empowering for communities to, say, choose green energy and secure savings at the same time.
Now, while CCAs have been prevalent in other parts of the country, particularly in California, they're relatively new in New York. They just started one in Westchester, I guess, a little bit over a year ago. What's been the experience so far in Westchester?
Yeah, so the program began in May of 2016, and at this point they have saved close to $7 million, with 70% of the constituents, or 14 towns, receiving 100% clean energy, 100% renewable energy from Midwest wind.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that towns or cities should look at in terms of saving money, or do you do it more because it's good for the environment?
Yeah, what we say to that, you definitely can just do it to save money, but it's a lot of agita, it's a lot of effort and work to get this in place for, you know, small savings. It's really much more about the opportunity to transition to a more local, resilient, sustainable energy system. So the opportunity to bring dollars locally, to create local energy projects, and really get us away from fossil fuel.
Now, I understand one of the things that Jewel Assets and others have been asking for is the ability for community choice aggregation to buy electricity from community solar farms. Why is that an important reform?
Yeah, because that would significantly move the bar forward in terms of the amount of local renewable energy that towns would have access to. To create a new energy power plant of some description is a huge endeavor, and because of something called VDER, Value of Distributed Energy Resources, there are a whole bunch of community solar projects that are already in the works across the state. As many as 300 projects that have put in their business plans and sited locations and figured out where they want to have their community solar and how to do it. And unfortunately, a lot of the projects are finding that in reality, they can't quite make the numbers work. It's as much as 20% of their budget to acquire customers, to go door to door and do the education and help people understand why this new kind of energy acquisition is so important. And so they're finding it to be cost prohibitive and not viable, and they're closing their books. But if we can make this a part of community choice aggregation, municipality essentially can fulfill all of their customer needs with one single contract. So they would have more than enough customers within an aggregation to make those projects viable and get them all on the grid. So it's good from the point of view of having a significantly more renewable energy in the grid in New York, and it's also good for those community programs, community choice aggregations, because it adds significant additional savings, and it also adds significant local renewable energy into the mix.
Could you maybe just briefly walk us through how this would work? So if a town or a city decides to join a CCA, does that require everybody in the particular community to have to buy electricity through the CCA?
It's an opt-out program. Yeah, I should have said that earlier. It's a good point. And that's actually really the great power of a CCA, is that residents don't have to do anything. If they are ever uncomfortable for any reason, they can always opt out without any penalty, no problem whatsoever. However, if people don't do anything, they will find themselves inside of this program that the community has vetted on their behalf, and they'll find that they're saving money and with cleaner energy.
And when you say opt out, it means they just would continue to buy electricity, say, through National Grid like they're doing right now?
Exactly. Whatever their utility default supply is, that's what they would continue to get.
And say when the hurricane comes through and knocks out power for, you know, 5 days, 10 days, is it the CCA putting those power lines back up, or is it National Grid?
Great question. The transmission of electricity continues to be through the utilities, and that does not get altered whatsoever. The utilities will still send the bills. They'll still make sure that your electricity is in plenty supply and that nothing is going wrong there. The CCA is really just about where the energy is coming from, the source, that acquisition deal.
So I understand that the Public Service Commission has been generally supportive of CCAs and have been willing to approve more and more communities getting involved with it?
Yes, very much so. They have a number of initiatives under Reforming the Energy Vision, which are about empowering communities and advancing the grid, essentially, to encourage distributed energy resources. We need to get away from the old grid model, and this is one way to do so.
Okay. And how long has CCAs worked in other parts of the country, like California?
I think it was something like 16 years ago that it started in Massachusetts, and maybe 7-8 years ago in California. And originally in Massachusetts, it was just for savings. And then California, they understood that this could actually be applied meaningfully towards green energy. And it's evolving out there as well.
So what are any potential drawbacks for a community joining? And I understand it has to be the lowest government. So, for instance, it's a town or a village or a city, not a county, that would join.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's really about local empowerment at the smallest, localist level.
And is there any, you know, reasons why a local town would say, oh, not for me, this is socialism?
No, I can't see any reason, unless they want to deprive their residents of savings.
Okay. And so if people wanted to find out more about a CCA, you know, are there websites that have information about it?
Yep, absolutely. NYSERDA has a toolkit, which is currently being updated. Juul Assets has tons of information on our site. We actually have a division called Juul Community Power, and we have information there as well.
Thank you. And that was Charlotte Benz with Juul Assets.